I was glad when they said unto me, "Come, let us go into the house of the Lord." We come as brothers and sisters and as mothers and fathers and as children of God, knowing that this place is where we are family together. In the gift of this day, in the joy of this time, in the beginning of this month of August, we gather as the body of Christ. And as we welcome one another, we want to make sure everybody's aware of activities coming up this week. One very, very big activity that begins this afternoon at 3:30 is Vacation Bible School for all ages. If you happen to read my note in the communicator of the last issue, you see that I invite all ages. We have never learned everything we can about what we need to know about the Christian life. So whether you are 3 years old or 83 years old, please come tonight at 3:30. And then the rest of the week, it will be from 5:30 to about 7:15. We'll finish with dinner tonight and start with dinner tomorrow night at 5:30. One of the other pieces of awareness that I'm sure you all have probably hopefully seen is that tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in this sanctuary, we will celebrate the life of Danny McClure. He died on this week, and we will welcome all of his family and friends here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. It was a lot of my learning who Danny was, and it was a joy when the family said that they a big part of his life was in giving to children, and that they were so pleased that this was the beginning of an energetic week around children's activities. So we will have the sanctuary reserved for tomorrow's memorial, but currently Fellowship Hall is ready for Vacation Bible School to begin, and it will stay that way as we have reception tomorrow after the service. Are there other announcements or concerns that are not concerns for prayer yet that we want to bring, but announcements, activities going for this week that we need to know? Anybody have announcements? As we continue and think of worship and know that we are in this place, we open with a responsive psalm, and Ethan is going to lead us now with that psalm as you see printed on the bulletin. Let us worship God.
Oh, my mama didn't write down the page.
What, the other one? This
one? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He love endures forever. Those he gathered from the land, from east and west, from north and south.
Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle.
They were hungry and thirsty, and they lived Ebal away.
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
Whoever is wise, let him heed things considered, and he love the Lord. This is the word of God and the people of God.
Thank you.
We praise you, O God.
We approach God's throne with confidence, knowing that at the feet of God our knees shall bow and we shall declare together our sense of humanity and our need for forgiveness. Let us pray. Our hopes are great, our ideals are high, and yet we find that we often fall short of our own expectations. We seek to love, we seek to bring healing, and yet our love often runs out, and we sometimes bring hurt. Forgive us, O God. Grant us your mercy, strength, and wisdom for these days. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. We know that we need waters of baptism. We need a sense of being cleansed from our sins and the mistakes we have made. But we know that these waters are stronger than anything we can have done to separate us from God. We know that as God pours out these waters onto the earth and into our lives for redemption, we are cleansed again, over and over again, as we come to repentance. Let us, in a sense of knowing who we are and to whom we belong, declare what we believe. The church responds to the message of reconciliation in praise and prayer. In that response, it commits itself afresh to its mission, experiences a deepening of faith and obedience, and bears open testimony to the gospel. Confession of sin is admission of every person's guilt before God and of their need for God's forgiveness. Petitions and intercessions are addressed to God for the continuation of divine goodness, the healing of human ills, and deliverance from every form of oppression. Because of that fullness of God's rich mercy and the extension of arms that God extends around the globe, we know we are connected to one another, especially right here in the pews. So as we greet one another, as we pass the peace of Jesus Christ, let us know that it is bigger than ourselves. It is a wonder to behold and an honor to share. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Phyllis, the peace of Christ be with you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I know
I don't know.
Today, in today's reading, Isaiah strongly condemns the church officials, the people of Jerusalem, and also preserve them as righteousness, going regularly to the temple to make sacrifices and pray. Here is where they are all making their mistakes. In fact, their rituals are a great witness to God that wants to see injustice live each day for those, a help for those who oppressed that or. For orphans and widows, God's people have lost vision of what it means to righteous, but the situation is not hopeless. God will wash away the stain of their sins, and if they will become obedient once again to God's will. Listen for the word of the Lord. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah son of Amos saw during the regent of Uzziah and the three kings of Judah. Come now, let the reason together, say the Lord, through the sins. They are scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they are red crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land, for the land. But if they resist and rebel, they devour the sword for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the Lord, the people of God, thanks be God.
Thanks be God. All right, good morning. All right, so like Pastor Lynn said, we're going to have VBS starting this afternoon. And we're going to be talking a lot about a lot of different things, but we're going to be talking a lot about Africa and people that live in Africa and the animals that live in Africa. So I want to ask you some questions and you tell me the answers, okay? Kinsley, are there kids like you in Africa, do you think? Are there kids that are your age in Africa? No, you don't think so? Who all lives there then? You don't know? Okay. Ethan, do you think there are kids your age in Africa? Yeah, there are kids all over the world. And a lot of kids all over the world share a lot of things that are just like you. What, Silas, what's one thing you do that you think kids in Africa do? Play with their brothers. Yeah, definitely. I have a picture up here. If it worked, oh, it worked. What is it? Yeah, they're playing. These are kids in South Africa, the country of South Africa, and they're playing soccer, just like you guys might play soccer or baseball or football. They're playing sports. Yeah. Okay, Aiden, what's another thing that you do that you think children in Africa might do? You're not doing it right now, but you will in a couple of weeks. Yeah, here's. Oh, you can think of something else. Well, yeah, but this is a picture of some children in Africa in school, just like you. Yeah, kids all around the world go to school. Exactly right. Okay, cool. Even then, yeah. But now, Ethan, this is a trickier question. What do you think kids in Africa do that you don't do? Okay, so maybe their houses are made out of different materials. Maybe they eat different things. Aiden, if you went to Africa today, what do you think would be a problem for you to try to live in Africa?
You wouldn't know what language they speak.
So, actually, this week we're going to learn a little of a language that's spoken in a little bit of Africa. It's not spoken all over Africa, but it's called Swahili. Have you ever heard of that language? Yeah, okay. So it's called Swahili. So we're going to practice this song, and this is not Swahili, this is English. You might have done this one before, okay? So, you have to sing with me because I don't sing very well. So you need to sing with me, okay? Ready?
I'm not a good singer.
Well, neither am I, so let's take the microphone off. All right, ready? God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
You sang this song probably before. Are you ready for the Swahili? You think so?
Yeah. We might have done this before.
All right. So this is the same song, but like Aiden said, they speak a different language in different parts of Africa. They speak lots of different languages, but this is one. This is Swahili. So we're going to learn this song today, and then you're going to learn it in VBS also. Ready? The first word up there is mungu. If you say mungu, mungu, you, mwema. And then that last word, I think, is kwangu. Okay, so can you sing? It's the same tune, but just a different word. This is Swahili. Are you ready?
Mungu mwema.
We continue in our series of questions that people ask Jesus this morning, and we put a little bit of a twist on this scripture today. There's not exactly a question, but the disciples ask Jesus how to pray, so we'll shift it with just a bit and put a question mark before it and say, Lord, how shall we pray? And here is this passage from Luke. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. And then Jesus said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and that one goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Because my friends have come on a journey, and I have nothing to set before them. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend. Yet, because of the man's boldness who asked, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock the door, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. A word from the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And we ask, O God, in this moment, that as we hear and think and speak, that all our words and actions might be acceptable to you, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Lord, how shall we pray? The disciples are accustomed to sitting around Jesus, and we have only this one prayer that is articulated so fully and completely by Jesus in teaching the disciples. We hear a lot about prayer, but there aren't so many examples of exact prayers. Clearly, the Lord's Prayer is known around the world and can be recited at a moment's notice by Christians anywhere. If we are praying corporately and in a different setting, we usually slow down a little bit when it comes to debts, trespasses, or sins, as different worshiping bodies use varying terms. We read sins this morning, and that may be the more encompassing translation from the Aramaic, as it really covers everything. Regardless, though, of the word we use at that place, we know that we and others have made mistakes. Praying for forgiveness is paramount in every prayer. Jesus' disciples know that Jesus has a strong practice of praying. As he rises early in the morning, he often goes across the water to the other side so that he might have a little bit of peace and quiet to himself. And he has the power of prayer to quiet storms at a moment's notice. Or he can even multiply some meager morsels into enough to feed 5,000 with 5 baskets left over. So the disciples are wise in asking Jesus, how do we pray? How do we make our supplications to the Almighty God? In our religious tradition, we've done a lot of breaking down prayer. We know there are different kinds of prayer, lots of different kinds of prayer. There are prayers of intercession when we pray for others who have needs. There are prayers of supplication asking God for what we need, opening the door and hoping in that it will be given to us. There are prayers of praise and exclamation of joy and exuberance, the great prayer of thanksgiving, or the formal term, the Eucharistic prayer that we pray at the communion table, is that to remember all of Jesus in his humanity, and that as we take communion, we try in every effort we can, with the help of Almighty God and the Holy Spirit, to become more like Jesus as we take the morsels of bread and cup. The Eucharistic prayer is probably that greatest one, as it implies that we can become more divine in taking in the divine symbols of our Lord and Savior. So there are all kinds of prayers, different types for different reasons. Just as we have all types of feelings. Some days I feel greatly energetic and can pray with a sense of joy and hopefulness and eagerness for all that is about to come. Have you ever had a day, though, that you didn't feel like you could pray? Have you ever been in a situation where turning to God and being utterly vulnerable, totally helpless, was so difficult to do? Can we pray when we don't feel that we have any power? Brothers and sisters, dear friends in Jesus, that is the time to be silent. That is the time to listen, because we cannot put words into God's mouth. We can only listen. And sometimes we make trouble for ourselves when we put words into God's mouth and pretend that we can pray for things we want and that they will come about. And sometimes that things that seem most contrary to God's action, we call an answer to prayer. I wonder who was talking at that time. One of the prayers that I've learned and appreciate in times of real struggle, and when I am struggling and feel sometimes that struggle with other people, is that very simple prayer called the breath prayer. The breath prayer is that idea that we pray without ceasing and at all times, and that really, as we understand that power of prayer, it is when we are aware we are praying, that when we are in communication with God. And the breath prayer allows that communication with every breath, to pray without ceasing, as God has called us to do. And that breath prayer just gives us a name, Almighty God, Blessed Savior, Dear Jesus, any way we want to address God. And then a question, how will you help me? Or give me this power, give me this love, give me this understanding to walk through this next chapter of my life. The breath prayer is often one that we as chaplains have taught people in their dying moments so that they can say, Dear Jesus, please be with me as I cross the threshold. And you can breathe in, Dear Jesus, and breathe out, Be with me as I cross the threshold. I didn't have this experience personally, but I know of another friend who had taught one of the people that he loved, a young mother who had young children, her prayer for dying. And it was that, Dear Jesus, be with me as I cross the threshold. Her husband was sitting next to her in the hospital. The children had left, and they were praying the breath prayer because all the nurses and doctors had said that probably death was pretty close at hand. And the father was praying with his wife, Dear Jesus, be with me as I cross the threshold. They would breathe that in and breathe it out. And then he would say, Honey, do you see Jesus? She said, No, not yet. Dear Jesus, be with me as I cross the threshold. Dear Jesus, be with you, be with me as I cross the threshold. And then he asked her, Honey, do you see Jesus? Yeah, And it's all so beautiful. And she died. Believing we have that intimate connection with Almighty God at every moment of our lives is the one that gives us the strength to know how precious we are in the sight of Jesus. Who taught you to pray? Who gave you that power to be in communication with Almighty God? And who are you teaching to pray? Who do you give that gift of relationship, of immediate presence, of knowing we are in the almighty grace of God now and forever? Are we exchanging that communication with our brothers and sisters? Are we helping those that we love most deeply to know how near we are in life and in death? We belong to God. Praying to Jesus gives us that confirmation. Another unique style, and one that is extremely easy to remember, Anne Lamott has written a book of prayers, and it's called Help, Thanks, Wow. Whenever we have our prayer formulated in help, the please ask, the help me know what to do, and then immediately giving thanks to God for that confidence that God will show us, and the wowness of it all when we come to understand God is present. She sums up that teaching in saying, prayer means that in some unique way, we believe we are invited into relationship with someone who hears us all the time. Prayer is our real selves trying to communicate with the truth, with the light. It is reaching out to be heard and knowing we will be walking into the light of the warmth of the love of God. Knowing that we will be heard and can walk into the light of the warmth and love of God. Sometimes we do things like set aside a day of prayer. There is a national day of prayer that the country often uses whenever we feel this United States needs to be in prayer. That's a very good idea. And I was impressed by what Theodore Ward Law, the president of Austin Seminary, wrote that is a guide for what we might use in those days of national prayer. He draws this piece from the Book of Common Worship, and that is an old and traditional piece to which we turn. And he wrote from this Book of Common Worship, Mighty God, sovereign over all the nations, direct those who make, administer, and judge our laws, the President of the United States and others in authority among us, that guided by your wisdom, they may lead us in the way of righteousness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This prayer is hundreds of years old, and it is strong for every day of the week. But then Lord continues. He said, genuine Christian influence lifts up the ways of righteousness, wisdom, and justice. That's not just politics. That's the gospel. Reinhold Niebuhr once offered this prayer. Give all us little men and judges and presidents and commissars who are great beyond their strength by reason of the strength which they have drawn from and owe to the community, a sense of that judgment which stands against the judges of the earth and which renders their counsels vain when directed against the counsels of God. Walking humbly with an understanding of our vulnerability is what God calls us to do when we pray. Seeking the wisdom of the love of God and the justice of our Lord Jesus Christ, and seeking to do likewise when we are told we are forgiven our sins and we shall forgive others, is that which issues us into this community that leads us and gives us the representation of Almighty God. We go out of these doors into the community as disciples. And today, as always, our community is in need of love and justice, connected together, not one or the other, but both. The wisdom of Almighty God reigns over all the world, over all the nations, over all the churches, over all the people. In that wisdom, teach us, Jesus, how to know your will, how to know your love, how to know your grace and mercy that brings us back to the table to learn again. Amen. Concerns, joys, celebrations, needs. What are the things we want to bring and lay at God's feet this morning? There is one joy. Is it today, Jenny? It's today. Tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a very special birthday for Miss Sarah Yarbrough. She will be... Okay, 92. I knew that we were allowed to say that. We are. We were given permission. It is okay. Happy birthday, Miss Sarah, today and tomorrow especially. Let us applaud for that. I don't know the word after octogenarians. What are you when you're in the 90s? But it's a celebration. Sherry, yes, please. Rudy and Rascal. All right. They're eager to take the pups. Yes, please, Phyllis.
I have a praise. I'm doing very well. I got a really good report from my surgeon, and I want to thank all of my church family for all the prayers and the other kindnesses that have been given to Don and I these past 3 weeks. Thank you so much.
We're very happy to see you singing. Welcome. Welcome, Phyllis. Steve, please.
For things we should be thankful for, but don't take the time to be thankful for.
All right.
And for things we complain about, we never realize that God does answer our prayer.
Thank you, Steve. We'll remember that.
Lynn.
Please.
Alan Gamp was in the this week, and she's still ill. Mm.
Eileen Gant has been back and worshiping with us, but is in the hospital now.
No, she was. She went.
But she's still not feeling well, but she's not in the hospital. Yeah. Please, Chris. You're a very good dad. You are handling it well. Beautiful, beautiful week. Dale. You worried about me being falling off the piano? I will answer your prayer, Dale. How about that? For this week and all the excitement around Bible school, we will also pray and for the energy of this congregation and the love that it pours into this community. We will give thanks. I believe everybody heard Graham, but 1:13 after church, if you want to send a message to Cody, we're making a video to send. Thank you. Let us be aware of God's presence. Through all these requests, oh God, we have asked for the brothers and sisters of our immediate family and even family members that have been stricken by violence again, and all the concerns from here and around the world, we have reached out and asked and pleaded with you to help us know what to do in wisdom and in truth. In celebration, we give thanks for Phyllis's presence. We give thanks for Sarah Yarbrough's birthday. We give thanks for the life of all the children, those who lead us as we would be led by their innocence and their honesty. Be with all of the teachers and the children and the people preparing food and everything that transpires to help make this week of Roar Vacation Bible School a week of fun and learning, of growth and understanding as we walk through different doors and learn of different children, but know about how much you love us all. Guide us as we celebrate with Sherry and Nan, their pups Rascal and Rudy, as they are in transition to show and to be willing and learning more things to be helpful. Thank you for the opportunity to communicate with Cody as he is feeling and needing the support of his church family. Might we be there for him and walk with him. Guide us in all the recoveries that are occurring for people's surgeries, and be with those who are becoming in the beginning and walking through grief and loss. We pray for Danny McClure's family, and hope that they all know of your presence and care, and the spirit of Danny that leads on in his brothers and sister, and in all of his children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and the entire family. And we know that in that word family, there are no boundaries, because it does mean all of us. We pray for the continued healing for Aline Gant, as she knows we are thinking of her this morning and hoping that she is doing well. We pray for all of the church families that are on vacation and traveling and are thankful for the returns of the ones that have come back to worship here and have been across the state and even across the country this summer. We know that Sandy and her team of chefs are in Panama City, Florida, and hoping that they feel confident in their preparation of displays and of delicious foods and all that they are doing. Be with them in their work and in their travel, and help them know on this Sabbath day that we are with them in spirit. Be with Chris as he parents his beautiful daughters and helps them go through this day in structure and leadership. In the silence of this time too, O God, we ask that each of us pray whatever our needs are, and that we know as we ask for your wisdom and guidance, you will lead us, you will help us transform this world and all the hoping and broken communities that have been affected by violence. Never let us be forgetful of the details, the tiny things of life that give our lives a sense of meaning, and help us not to complain. Might we be mindful of the gifts you give us and the bestowing of your divine favor that you usher forth every day for the living of our lives. And as we join in prayer, in honesty and in truth, in love and in grace, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue worship and receiving our tithes and offerings as we bring forth our gifts.
Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken, but prayer without faith is like a boat without an oar. Have faith when you speak to the Master. That's all we ask you for. Yes, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken, but prayer without faith is like a boat without an oar. Have faith when you speak to the Master. That's all he asks you for. Yes, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith and what's at home.
Amen.
Help us to care for those in need. May we offer hope in the face of chaos, confidence in the face of uncertainty, and joy in service to you. May all who endure loss be filled with your presence and confidence in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. And now the work of worship begins. Go out into this world knowing that you are cleansed of your sins. You are free to share the love of Jesus Christ with all that you are meet. And you are welcome and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit for now, from now and forevermore. Amen.